Hello. Good evening. Good evening. I love coming in and hearing the joyful noise in here that y'all socializing together and happy, being happy to be here. That does my heart good. Okay, tonight is a very special Wednesday night. Does anybody know what tonight is? Ash Wednesday. It's, yeah, okay. It's the beginning of Lent. So tonight we're going to have our service is going to be a little bit different. We're going to have, Nolan is going to speak for us. We're going to start with prayer. Then we're going to sing a song. Then Nolan's going to speak. Then we'll have prayer. Then we're going to sing another song, or a couple more songs. And then Brother John is going to come up and lead us in the Ash Wednesday service, okay? Okay. First off, let's prepare our hearts for worship. Bow your heads, please. Clear your heart. Clear your mind and your thoughts. Push the world away. All the things that are going on in your mind about what happened today, what you need to do, what you got to pay, what you don't have money to pay, all that stuff is irrelevant while we're in this sanctuary. So clear your mind. Focus on Jesus. Picture him in front of you, beside you, inside you, beside you, all around you. Jesus is in this sanctuary tonight. Let the worship that we do tonight be pleasing and glorifying to him. Amen. Okay. Prayer requests or praise reports? Jade has a praise report. Okay. That's great. Okay, Jade's mom had a lumpectomy on Monday, and it came back non-cancerous. So that's a joy. Lauren? Mm-hmm. Okay. Debbie. Copeland. Glad to have you, Matthew. Lisa. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. great. Jerry? Yes, we're glad to have her back. We've got 10 new babies in the congregation now. I want to share a praise. We have hired a new youth director. His name is Patrick Wilkerson, and his wife's name is Chelsea, and he is about Paul's age, a little older. They're so excited. Jerry talked to him today, and he was not supposed to come till May because he's in seminary school full time. He's going to be an ordained minister, but he wants to do youth ministry. But he won't come now. He's so excited about coming up here. So that's a praise. They'll be looking for housing because she graduates from Bethel in May, his wife, and he will be doing seminary part-time after May. He'll be going down one day a week to seminary. But they need affordable housing either in the area or right across of Rutherford County. I know in Rutherford County it's cheaper. So right across the line, anything you hear about, if y'all would let us know so we can help them find some housing. I'm really excited. I know y'all think I'm really excited because that means I don't have to do it anymore, but that's not true because I love these kids and they know it. And I'm still going to be as involved as I was, but I'm just not going to be in charge. Okay, Jerry. You praise me on 1 minute, and then you say, good, she's not going to be leader anymore. I don't know about that one. If I didn't love you so much, I'd come slap you. But anyway, I want y'all to pray for our youth group that they will welcome Patrick with open arms. I know change is hard. It was really hard when they lost Susan. And, you know, we've been looking since July, and I have tried to fill Susan's spot, which is big shoes to fill. But God had a plan for us, and I've told them that all along. God had a plan for us, and he knew who he wanted here and when he wanted him to be here. So now it's our job to accept what God's will is and to open him with welcome arms. Also, I had a good report from the doctor today. I hadn't told but just a choice few people. This pneumonia that I've been fighting, I had a CT done 2 weeks ago on Wednesday, and they found a spot that they were concerned about in my lung. And so I went to the doctor today, and he said, nothing to be worried about. That's probably scar tissue from where you had pneumonia as a child. And don't worry about it. He does think I'm asthmatic and I still have pneumonia. They're treating me for that again. But, you know, I can live with asthma. I was really afraid that there was something going on there. But I know through lots of prayer that if there was, it's gone. So that's a praise. Okay. Any more prayer, praise, or prayer?
I have one.
Okay,
just continue to keep my immediate family, the Hatfields, in prayer, and then also the Underwoods, David and Sterling.
Okay. There's a family in our community that I'm not going to say their name because they're very, very private, but they've had some real financial problems, and to the point of they've had to move from a home that they've lived in for 20 years in with mom and dad again. And just they're falling on some real hard times. They have an older child and a teenage child, and it's really, I mean, everybody wants their own place, and it's really tough when you're in your late 40s to have to go home to mamas and daddies again. So just an unspoken request for this family, that they will find some housing of their own and their financial situation will get better. Anybody else? Okay, let's bow for prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father above, we pray in your Son Jesus' name for the people that we have mentioned tonight. We pray for Haley White, Howard Copeland, the Patton family, Brittany Leadham and her family, Ed Hansberg, the Hatfield and the Underwood family, the Oaks family. Lord, we give praise for Mandy Williams, that she had a good report from her lumpectomy. I give you praise and thanksgiving, Lord, that my test came out fine. Thank you, Lord, for sending Patrick and Chelsea to us. And I pray that this will be a long, loving relationship that we have with them. Lord, for each of these people, you know their needs better than we. And we pray that your will be done in their life. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's stand and sing Sanctuary, please.
Share his lesson with us.
Hello? Is that working? Can y'all hear me okay? Can y'all hear me okay? Crap. Can y- Hello? Is that on? Hi. Well, good evening. Let's start off. I took a bunch of notes. I'm not really sure how well I'm going to go by them because it's not really me. I'm not much of a note person. But I'm going to try my best. But I guess we should pray first because that's always good. Lord, thank you for this wonderful day and a wonderful gathering of people to fellowship. And please help this word hit someone's heart and do what it's supposed to, and let not bring glory to me and my speaking abilities because they don't exist. And please help it do what you want it to. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight I'm going to speak about, like, there's lots of services where they tell you how to become a Christian, but once you're a Christian, they don't tell you what to do then. I mean, so I guess I'm going to try my best to put it into good words, which is not going to be possible. But the day you became a Christian, you set yourself apart from the world, and that meant in every way, and to be a different human being, to be reborn in Christ. And we aren't supposed to worry about anything of the world anymore, because when Jesus saved us, he brought us back to life. So we're supposed to be a new person. And I'm going to use... No, I'm not. And so by becoming a new person, we're supposed to put all our faith in God and no faith in the world. And so we're supposed to trust God with all our heart. What am I saying? Gosh. All right, I'm just going to read from the Bible because to get me started. Romans 14, 13 through 18. That's not the right number. That's supposed to be... Yeah, it is. Okay. Crap. Forgot my Bible at home that was marked, so this might take a while. Okay. What in the world is... Okay, I can't read this Bible. I don't know what it says. Okay, it says, so let's stop condemning each other. Decide instead to live in such a way that you will not cause another believer to stumble and fall. Know and am conceived on the authority of the Lord Jesus that no food and of itself is wrong to eat, but if someone believes it is wrong, then the person it is wrong. For that person it is wrong. Okay, none of this makes sense to me. It was different in my Bible. But what I thought said was that sin doesn't have to be sin. I guess if a fellow Christian, like, because when you were born into Christ, we became a family, and what am I saying? I cannot think. When you're born into Christ, you're born into a family, and so as a family of Christ, we're supposed to help each other out and not to let another one stumble. So if you're doing something that another Christian finds isn't right, and it causes them to maybe fall a little bit away from Christ, then we should stop doing it altogether. Not just a little bit, not just, well, maybe I can compromise just a little bit when he's away, but if you get into the habit of not doing it at all, then you won't have to worry about catching yourself next time you're around your holy friend or whatever. So, leave no entrance for sin, because that gets us one step closer away, farther away from God. Wow, that's bad. Oh my gosh. So at the first sight, when sin comes into your, or temptation for sin comes into your life, run from it. Don't let it, don't start compromising or allow it to get even a part into your life, because it'll start drawing you away, and then God won't be able to reach you as good, and your witness will go away because someone who thinks that's wrong will come to you and say, hey, I don't think that's right, and then your witness is destroyed, and which we're supposed to go and make disciples, and we can't really do that if we've got a little bit of the world in us. And now I'm going to read from, what am I going to read? Matthew 5, 19 through 20. Where is that? Is there like a normal Bible out here? Matthew 5:19-20. I don't know what this is. What in the world? I don't know what I'm doing.
Matthew 19.
5:19-20. Yeah, sorry. I'm not really sure what that was.
5:19-20,
I think.
Okay, right here.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I think. Oh, yes. Okay. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. So it basically says that all sins are the same. Not even the smallest of sins are okay. Like, if you're around some person you're trying to witness to and you slip maybe a bad joke or a word that, you know, he thinks, well, gosh, I don't even say that and I'm not a Christian, then he thinks, well, if this is all Christians do, they're just hypocrites and they go on stage and preach like I am now. So y'all keep me accountable. And then he sees us acting the same way the non-believers do. That's not going to help us very much by witnessing to him. So, and in the Bible it also says, I couldn't find it, but it says your righteousness should be as bold as a lion. So when you meet someone that you want to witness to, don't kind of hide it even a little bit. Give them all the word, all the truth. And that, don't be afraid. Make sure people know you're a Christian. Make it the most important thing in your life. And while I was sitting down, that Bible that I couldn't understand, I sat down and I was hoping to find some kind of verse to kind of sum it all up. And I sat down and it was sitting next to me. That was kind of weird. But I'm going to read it from here because it's Romans 7, 4 through 5. Which, I really like Romans. I read it a lot. It's got a lot of good stuff in there. Well, the whole Bible does. But, it says, so, my brothers, you also died to the law through the body of Christ so that you might belong to one another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit to God. For when we were controlled by sinful nature, the sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in our bodies. So we bore fruit for death. But now by dying to what once bound us, we have been released from that law so that we may serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old ways of the written code. So I guess to sum all whatever I just said, if that made any sense, that we died to Christ, died to sin, man. So now we're reborn with Christ, so leave everything of the world behind. Don't even let a little bit of sin come in your life. No matter what that may be, whether it makes you uncool, because it doesn't really matter when we get before heaven and think, well, I was cool. Jesus is like, well, yeah, look at all the cool people down there. I guess, I don't know if that made sense, or if it was too short or too long or too medium, but thank you, I guess. Yeah. I don't even know if that worked. But.
Thanks, Nolan. Hey, y'all got to understand, Nolan likes the King James Version. Okay? So that's why these Bibles don't make sense to him. He is a King James Version kind of guy. Okay? And so he's one of the few of us that can understand the King James Version. This is what I read.
I think it's a study notes through.
Yeah, well, this is what I read because this is what I can understand. It's in my kind of English, but Nolan likes King James. And I want to say, to Nolan's benefit, he said he really liked Romans. If you could be on a desert island and you could only have one book of the Bible, Romans would be the book to have. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a good thing that you feel that way. Okay, let's stand and sing Days of Elijah and Majesty.
Here to wait for him, and we're asking through the Spirit, Lord, please come and give us your Spirit so we could go through this life, that we can come and tell him, Our Majesty, here we are, and we're so happy to meet with you. So let's worship him through the song, Here I Am, humbled by your Majesty.
Thank you.
just as I am, empty handed but a love in your hand.
Let us pray. Oh Lord, we come to you looking at the mountaintop that you went to for 40 days in the wilderness, looking for the truths that were revealed to you and the Holy Spirit that moved you and led you the rest of your life as you fasted and prayed. May we remember that example as we begin our journey of the 40 days today here on Ash Wednesday, and as we fast and pray and ready ourselves for the resurrection that is coming on Easter morning. Amen. Every year at this time, the Christian Christian Passover, we celebrate our redemption through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lent is a time to prepare for this celebration and to renew our life in the paschal mystery. I invite you, therefore, in the name of Christ, to observe a holy Lent by self-examination and penitence, by prayer and fasting, by works of love, and by reading and meditating on the Word of God. So let us come to the cross where our Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins and where He gained for us eternal life.
The words of the song are on the screen and also on the hymnal, if you'd like to. Jesus, keep me near the cross, there a precious fountain, free to all I hear and see. Flows from Calvary's mountain. In the
begin this holy season by acknowledging our need for forgiveness and for the mercy and forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We begin our journey to Easter with the sign of ashes. This ancient sign speaks of the frailty and uncertainty of human life and marks the penitence of this community. Let us bow before God, our Creator and Redeemer, and confess our sins. I would ask you, as we pray our confession together in your bulletin, would you please pull out and let's confess our sins together. As a congregation, Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. May these ashes be for us a sign of our mortality and penitence, and a reminder that only by your gracious gift are we given everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Savior. People are invited to come forward.
precious is that grace appears.
chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised to me His word. My hope secure, He will my shield and portion be. As long as life endures, my chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been saved. And like a flood, mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine, will be
May in this time of Lent, if you have not met Jesus Christ face to face, I pray that you would meet Him during this time of Lent. Let Him fill your heart and your soul and know the peace that only He can give. Go in peace, and we'll see you on Sunday.